You're listening to Thrive, where every week we have meaningful conversations with incredible women like you, packed with practical tips and sisterly advice to bring you from a life of simply surviving to thriving. We're shaking the story that you're just getting by and stepping into who God made you to be. Because it's not enough to simply survive, you deserve to thrive. I'm your host, Erica Gwynn, and I'm ready to thrive together. Here's today's episode.
So it's official, your girl has entered a new chapter, a new year, but most significantly, a new decade. In the words of Jenna Rink, we want to be 30, flirty, and thriving, and so far, so good. So the last time we hung out here on Thrive, I was but a mere 29, now I'm 30. Things are different, but some things never change. And I realized that for as much as I've shared fun facts over the years on the blog or on Instagram, I'm typically talking with other amazing people here on the podcast. So today I figured it would be fun to grab a coffee, grab a bevy of your choice, and share 30 things that you should know about me in no particular order. Just 30 things that I would tell you if you needed to know basically the bullet points of Erica. Some fun facts, if you will. So we're just going to hop right into it. Let's begin. Number one, I am a girl's girl, probably to my detriment sometimes. I don't gatekeep. I am overly transparent with people that I care about, and I have been screwed over in the past because of it. Number two, my top six comfort movies in no particular order: Legally Blonde, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement, When Harry Met Sally, Pretty Woman, and National Treasure. You know they're classics. Number three, I am in my thriving era. And for me, that looks like doing better when I know better. So it is no secret I've been on a journey of cleaning up a lot of my life since before we were trying to get pregnant again. I started researching how different ingredients impact our overall health and well-being and hormones. And it's honestly alarming how much is allowed in the United States that is blatantly banned from other countries. That's a tangent for another Tuesday, but it really made me look at my skincare, beauty products, what's in my pantry, what I feed my family, all of it in a whole new light. Now, I'm definitely not perfect. It's definitely a work in progress. It's not totally crunchy, and I'm not out here homesteading with chickens in the backyard, although honestly, that sounds dreamy to a part of me. But I'm definitely much more conscious of what I'm buying and using and sharing, and will only be more so from here on out. Number four, I've never had a Lunchable, Uncrustable, or SpaghettiOs. Number five, I am notorious for leaving my coffee in the microwave or losing it in the house altogether. If you come over, chances are you will find a mug somewhere with literally one sip of coffee left in it. I've already heard the microwave beep with someone else's drink and automatically assumed it was mine, even if I wasn't even drinking coffee, because my brain just goes on autopilot. It is like Pavlov's dogs, where if the microwave beeps, Erica goes to it to get coffee out. Number six, I am an Enneagram 3 with a Wing 2. I'm an ENFJ and an ambivert. Number seven, my ideal night is being in bed by 8:30 with a full face of skincare and my Kindle and a snack. I dream about this moment. If you know, you know. Ladies, I'm looking at you. This is a spicier take, but we're going for it. If I have reached this point in the night and I've got my overnight skin treatment on and my hair mask on and I am in position, this is the activity of the evening. You feel me? There are no other activities to be done. This is it. We are here. Number eight, I always sleep with socks on. I can actually not sleep without socks on. I will lie awake for all 6 to 8 hours if I do not have my fuzzy socks on. Number nine, I can't stand when my nails are done or when they're chipped. Normally, I prefer gel at the salon, but I have been on a bit of a gel hiatus lately because my nails were just feeling a bit weaker than they normally do. So I have been rehabbing them with this strengthening stuff that I have. But also, yesterday, tragedy struck in my kitchen and I cut off half of my pointer finger nail with a freaking potato peeler. Talk about traumatizing. There will never be peeled vegetables in my house again. Number 10, my Nana, my mom, and I all knew that our men were the ones, so to speak, right away, literally on the first date. Like, came home, said to our mom, that's it, found my husband. Number 11, on my way to move into college, I told my mom I would be single for the next 4 years to, quote, focus on school, end quote. The next day I met Jamie. Number 12, at my first swim lesson when I was three, I jumped off the training platform into the deep water when the teacher wasn't looking, which is pretty on par with my attitude towards life. Number 13, I have an IQ of 145, but I was tested a long time ago, so I am afraid to test it again in case it has dropped over the years. Apparently, your IQ doesn't actually drop. Your intelligence in general can fluctuate, but like your intellectual quotient or whatever it's called stays the same, but still not testing again. I'm just going to ride that one out until the end. Number 14, sometimes I just watch wedding videos of total strangers and cry. Also, I'm not afraid to say it. I am a prime wedding guest. I am one of those folks that could be a hired bridesmaid or like a staged guest. Here's why. A, I know how to give people their moment. I do not make it about me. I will not make a scene, but I can absolutely hype the crowd to hype you. I am the girl who will be on the ground to help you get the cool photo, or like holding your dress while you pee, or fixing your makeup with my own, like whatever you need, I am there. Also, B, I will get folks on the dance floor and having fun without being sloppy, you know? Like, I'll pass the DJ some hype songs. I'll keep people away from you in your moment so that you can actually take it in and breathe and eat and have fun. And this is basically turning into one big personal application to attend your wedding or special event. So let me just say, I have a closet of dresses asking to be worn, and I'm ready. Hit me up, girl. Number 15, I will never turn down a massage ever. If it were up to me, I would get a massage once a week. Obsessed. Number 16, I always have candles burning, always. My personality is basically a raging thunderstorm in 65 degrees with a window open and a candle burning. Did I just set a mood for you? Because I just set a mood for me and I want it. Number 17, I am a very organized vacationer or traveler. I am the gal with the packing cubes, the packing hacks, the apps, the accessories. I made a spreadsheet for Disney World. Like, we talked all about that a few episodes back, so we'll drop it in the show notes in case you missed it. But y'all, don't do Disney without a spreadsheet. Number 18, dark chocolate only, not milk or white, black. If the question is chocolate, the answer is dark, semi-sweet, 50% or more cacao, you know, dark chocolate or bust. Number 19, I have a special talent for making hype playlists. We will drop a few Spotify gems in the show notes too, in case you need a new workout playlist or Jesus jams, or if you need a birth playlist, may I suggest my own? I don't know, a road trip, a get hyped event, a lo-fi study session. I'm on it. I've got it. I've got you. Number 20. I have a tattoo of a tiny cross on the inside of my left ankle to remind me to always walk with God. And I have a tattoo of the forte symbol, which is a little like cursive looking F, on my right wrist. Forte means strong in music theory, like to play with strength or loudly. So it is a nod to my musical background, but also a nod to just living life loudly with strength too, you know? Number 21, speaking of my musical background, I have played piano since I was about 5, 6 years old. I taught piano lessons as a side gig in high school. And now I play piano and sing in our church music ministry and lead praise and worship nights, which is the coolest calling that I am absolutely obsessed with. So I also sing. And I was a musical theater junkie in high school who debated trying to make it on Broadway for a hot second before understanding that I am absolutely not talented enough for that life. But in high school, I was Reno Sweeney in Anything Goes, Ado Annie in Oklahoma, Anne Frank in the play The Diary of Anne Frank. And I was also Demeter in Cats, which is obviously a theatrical classic, she says with so much sarcasm. It's not a classic, but man, it's kind of fun. It's probably more fun for people who partake in drugs in the audience, but you know, it is what it is. If you know, you know. Number 22, I'm fairly confident that my shoe collection rivals that of a Kardashian. And I'm not even ashamed. Like, I collect shoes like some folks collect cars or stamps. I just might need a shoe garage soon. I don't know. I will say I'm getting better at this stage of my life in acknowledging what shoes are practical given this stage of my life. So I'm not out here like buying high heels anymore. I am totally in my sneaker era, and that's okay. Number 23, I know all the words to Fergalicious. Every single word. Also, I met Fergie Ferg at a fun little blogger event a few years ago. It was this wine festival in Philly. She was so sweet. I'm also fairly certain she was so drunk, but I have pictures and I love her. The end. Number 24, I've never broken a bone or had to get stitches, but I did give myself a black eye once. Whoops. Number 25, if I wasn't a full-time content creator, I would be a professional gallery wall maker. I am not the go-to for like a four-course meal, for keeping houseplants alive. But if you need a gallery wall done right, I'm your girl. Number 26, medical things like blood make me nauseous. Full on, like I will faint and puke right there, nauseous. Don't even try me. I learned the hard way when getting blood drawn before and passing out on the nurse. It wasn't good. Also, one time I fainted in a maximum security federal prison. Not a joke, not clickbait. It actually happened. It's a long story. I blog about it. We'll put that in the show notes. Number 27, I was valedictorian of my high school class. I went to my dream school for college, which was the Wharton School of Business at UPenn, but something I've never shared, I also had Villanova on my list of schools. And to go to Villanova, I would have needed a full ride because Lordy, is it pricey. And we did not have money growing up. So your girl was banking on a scholarship. Now, Ivy League schools don't do academic scholarships, but they do financial aid, bless up. But at Nova, they had what was called their presidential scholarship, which was basically their academic full ride. And there were three qualifiers to be considered for that. I think you also had to write essays, but the main things were your SAT scores, your ACT scores, and your GPA. Now, SAT scores I met, GPA I met, and then some, but for the ACT, I think it was 2 points off of the qualifier, which at the end of the day equaled one question, like literally one question that I answered incorrectly on the test. If I had answered it correctly, I would have met the score. And I had a meeting with a dean at the school and I asked about this and she looked me in the eyes and said, I won't look at your application. Like, nope, that's it. You missed it because I missed that ACT number. Had I answered literally one more question correctly on that test, I could have qualified for a full ride at Villanova and I would have probably really seriously considered going there because like, obviously. So I was devastated. Like I was devastated. I got in the car with my aunt who had taken me and I just cried. I was crushed. Like, oh, I just want to give little 18-year-old me a hug and be like, oh, it's okay. Because you know what? Then I went to Penn and I met Jamie and the rest is history. So thank God for closed doors because rejection is merely redirection. Number 18, speaking of college. At Penn, I sang with a really cool jazz and pop a cappella group called Counterparts, which just so happens to be John Legend's alma mater a cappella group when he was a Quaker back before he was John Legend. His name was John Stevens then. So that's a fun fact. Number 29, I played a lot of sports growing up. I did cross country, track, basketball, swimming, volleyball, softball. But I cannot run anymore now because my knees are crooked and running so much growing up apparently actually wore away cartilage there where now I end up in excruciating pain after a run. So the running era is over. So sad. Number 30, sometimes I fantasize about what it would be like for social media to not exist. Don't get me wrong. I think there's good to be done and had and learned and shared from social media, but more often than not, I wonder about its detriment over its benefit. I think it was Pink who I saw say in an interview that she told her daughter that she could have social media if or when she found like quality, legitimate research backing its benefits over its risks or its harm. And they've really yet to be proven. Instead, we've got article after article sharing how this rising generation on social is the most anxious ever and the most depressed ever. And there's so much cyberbullying, poor sleep habits, like the whole nine yards. It's one of those things that stinks because you know it's not really going anywhere. So part of me feels like it's important to just accept that and lean in and teach safe and smart social from the start. But I also think that there's no need to rush it or force it, and setting strong boundaries is more important and also healthier and better for both kids and honestly ourselves too. So yeah, on that note, that's about 30 things to know about me. Thanks for celebrating with me. Cheers to being 30, flirty, and thriving.
Wait, before you go, make sure you're subscribed to never miss an episode of Thrive. Drop 5 stars on your way out if you like what you just listened to, and come join the party on Instagram at thrive.podcast to stay inspired and thriving all week long. Thanks for tuning in. It's your time to thrive.